I want everybody to put one finger in the air. You see, and this finger right here is just simply to say thank you to the man above for letting all of us see this day right here, because it's been a hard year. Has it not been a hard year? It's been a hard year, y'all. So that's simply to say thank you to the man above for letting all of us out here.
You know I thank the sun rises and shines on all of you.
This is Willie Terry, still here at Juneteenth, and I just listened to a fantastic performance by Ann DeVay, Carolina girl Ann DeVay. So how you doing?
I'm doing good, Mr. Terry. How are you?
All right. So Ann, tell me something about you. Where you from now?
I'm actually from Charlotte, North Carolina, but I moved to Florida in 2014, so I live in Florida. But I'm in New York because I work in the medical field as well. And ever since COVID hit, I've been working up here, which is, August of last year, I've been working here in Troy.
So you're working through your hospital?
I'm working through an agency, a national agency, and they brought me to Troy to work, and this is where I've been. So now that things are opening, now that things have opened back up, it's allowed me to be able to get out and share my talent, which is blues and soul.
Right, one of the essential workers, huh?
I'm an essential worker, so I live here, I don't live here, but I'm contracted here. I'll be here probably through December.
Okay, now tell me something about your music.
Well, a lot of it is original. A lot of it comes from things that I've been through or things that I've witnessed or things like that. So that's where I write from. My debut single came out in 2015. It was called Good Good Lovin'. And since then, I've had six singles out. And the album is going to be dropping in July. And the album is going to be called I Am Ann DeVay.
And what company do you own?
Actually, I have several different producers. Some live in Florida, some live in Alabama, some in Louisiana, and some in North Carolina. So
for someone to get your copy of your record, where do they go?
It's on all digital platforms. You can go to any digital platform and put in Ann DeVay, and all my music will come up on there.
Spell it A-N-N?
A-N-N space D-E-V-V-A-E.
Ann
DeVay.
Okay, and you're from North Carolina.
I'm from North Carolina. I'm from Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm a Carolina girl.
Right.
Born and raised.
All right. So tell me something about, this is a special day right here.
This is a special day. This is a special day. I've been celebrating Juneteenth for a number of years, but this year it makes it even more special because it is now going to be a national holiday going forward. So that's even more to celebrate, very special day. Very special day.
But North Carolina have a history, during the Civil Rights Movement, right?
Yes, they do. Yeah, North Carolina does. North Carolina, we don't hear a lot about it, but, the African Americans have played a part in, many wars, starting with Civil War, you don't hear a lot about it, but, played a lot of part, a part of a lot of it. Even when, during the time, of slavery, when they were abolishing slavery, we still played parts of whether, they were, nannies, women were nannies, men were, working on like the shoes and the uniforms and things like that for the soldiers and everything. So, it go a long way back. But we are glad to see this day right here. We are so glad to see this day, because this gives us this is a celebration of our independence. This is a celebration for us.
Right. Well, I was telling somebody about 42,000, it was kind of hard to conceive we have a black president.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of hard to conceive that we would have a vice president that's mm-hmm. black in this country.
Mm-hmm.
And very hard to conceive that they would name another holiday after we fought so hard to get Martin Luther King.
Right. This is the next holiday that we got since Martin Luther King. So, it is an honor, but this day is for us. This day is for us, I'm thankful. I'm thankful, I'm honored, and I'm thankful to be able to stand here on this day. And it didn't matter where I was in the U.S., whether I was here, whether I was down south, Juneteenth has been celebrated now throughout the country. So, I'm just glad that I was be able to be here today, standing and being able to celebrate this day.
So how did you kind of incorporate your music into this?
To Juneteenth?
Yeah.
Well, what I didn't do was a lot of like the hard blues, but I love the hard blues. And if you go back into history from way back, there were some very big names that sang blues way back. Right. So what I do is blues and soul. I do blues and soul music. Today it was a little bit different because it was a lot of children here, because my crowd doesn't typically consist of children. So, and I'm a mother myself, like I said before. Right. So, you know, I was very mindful of the things that I said while I was out there. So, but yeah, my music is along the theme of blues, you know. It talks about love and heartbreaks. And,
right.
And, you know, nowadays it talks about having a good time, whether it's a yard party or a barbecue on the dirt road or on the fishing bank, wherever, you know. So blues has been in our history for a long time.
Right. Mm-hmm. Now, see, you, in one of your records you were singing, you incorporate the rap.
I did. So these two young men are here. They are from actually New York, and their producer, which is this gentleman sitting right over here to my left, he was working on some stuff with them. And then I said, you know, I got this track. I said, I believe we could bring them in on this track. Let's give it a try. And that's why we brought them in on the track. And I think they did an amazing job, because they just did it yesterday. They wrote that stuff yesterday. So they did an amazing job.
Right. Mm-hmm. So back in North Carolina, how did your family take with you? Did they?
I have four children. All of them are grown. And they're very proud of me. They're very, very proud of me. I've been singing since I was a child. I'm 52 years old, and I've been singing since I was five. I come from a singing family that sung gospel.
Right.
And so, you know, over the years, you know, me being a mother and still singing, and now, you know, my children are grown, and they can come to any event that I have to perform at, and they do come. As a matter of fact, a lot of times, because I have two support teams. I have a support team, like, in the North Carolina area, and then I have a support team that's down south in Florida. So when I'm in the North Carolina area, my children are the ones that come out and be my support team. I'm part of them and my other family members and everything. So they're proud of me, and I'm just so thankful for them.
Right.
I'm thankful for them, but they're proud of me.
That's good. Mm-hmm. So you getting ready to get back on the road now, huh?
Yeah, well, actually, I'll be here all week in New York. I fly out on Friday because I have two shows in North Carolina, next Saturday and next Sunday.
Uh-huh.
So I'll fly out on Friday morning to prepare for those shows.
Now, this is the first time you perform here?
This is the first time I performed here. This is the first time I've ever been in this community. I've never even been in this community before.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I've never been here.
Well, it's like typical all communities, right?
Yeah.
They're just kind of younger now, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
I'm just glad to be able to have been able to take a part in this.
Right.
You know, it is truly an honor to, like I said, to be out here today, you know, to be amongst my people and everything, to be able to, for us to celebrate this day right here. So, you know, I'm truly honored to have been able to come out here today.
Right.
And I would do it again.
Uh-huh.
I would do it again.
And there's one famous person now that's going all over, Reverend William Barber, or the fourth.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
Yeah, he's from North Carolina.
He's from North Carolina. Yeah, he is.
Right.
Yes, I've been knew of him for years from the NAACP.
You're in the NAACP.
I would think about. I would definitely join. I am a veteran. I belong to the post in North Carolina there where I'm from. I was the first female commander of that post. First and only. They haven't had another female commander since that post.
What military?
I was in the Army.
In the Army?
Mm-hmm. I was in the Army National Guard, and when I went back to my community and they asked me to be the commander of the post, I had been going to that post since I was a little girl, well, since I was a teenager partying. So when the time came for me to be able to, you know, do that in my community, I did go ahead and take it. And so, you know, I did that, and ever since then, I've been a commander of that post, the same post.
Okay.
All these years.
Right. Yeah, well, back in that time, I think they were letting a lot of us get into the military.
Yeah, they were. They were letting a lot of people get in. But, you know, the American Legion posts are self-sustained. So if they don't throw events and parties and things like that, they can't make any money.
Right.
You know, so, yeah.
Right. Okay. So just one last question. Is there anything you would like to say before you depart Detroit community in the future to Detroit community?
I just want to say that Troy has really had a bad look with some things that's happened in the community. I just want to see us, and I'm going to say me too because I'm here in the community, you know. We just come together as a community, you know, and make the community better. Just make the community better. Make it better, make it stronger, and, you know, and just love on the community.
And I want to thank you for coming down and performing at our Juneteenth.
You're welcome. I'll gladly come back again.
Right. Well, next year we hope that we're going to have a bigger and better. We might invite you back.
Okay.
All right.
Well, listen, no matter where I am, call me. I'm only a phone call away. I'll come whether I come in car or whether I come on plane. I'll be here.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're so welcome.